Good day, good day. This your boy, better yet, your man, Markel Prines. And this is WUWITV Uncut, the podcast. Okay, family, we're back with part two of why you would have to be brain dead to not want to have a home-based business. So we're going to continue in this episode where we left off last. Let's get it in.
I'm still gonna make it. Enemy plotting, say when they see me, they gonna take it. Pray every day that my people and I make it. I done made my mistakes and the feeling is amazing. What you saying? We gon' hustle, never stop. Gotta take it to the top. Drop them hits, never flop. Get that guap, cause I'm tryna get on. She gon' make that body rock. Turn around, poke it out. Let me see what that's about. Cause I'm tryna get on. Trying to get on, I gotta get on and stay on. 100 pillows I can lay on. You ain't praying for me cause you pray on. My damn fall, you can wait on. Got a call for the bag and I go and get it. Pop that P, purr that kitty. Bands on bands and you know I'm with it. Check on me like hold up. I'm the type refuse to going broke. I'm the type to get it on his own. I'm the type to have it one more. Can't lose, had to take control. Jumper came knocking on the door. Locked down, had to make a swole. Still hungry, scraping out the bowl if you ain't know.
As I sit all alone, wondering if I'm still gonna make it. Enemy plotting, say when they see me, they gon' take it. Pray every day that my people and I make it. I done made my mistakes and the feeling is amazing. What you saying?
We gon' hustle, never stop. Gotta take it to the top. Drop them hits, never flop. Get that guap, cause I'm tryna get on. She gon' make that body rock. Turn around, poke it out. Let me see what that's about. Cause I'm tryna get on. I'm tryna get on.
Take it out the world. Sex after arguing with the girl. Life coming at me in a swirl. People love me cause I keep it thorough. I remember looking at the girl. Conversations talking to Miss Pearl.
Dumbbells, I was doing curls. Deep thoughts
as
looking in the mirror.
Wondering if I'm still gonna make it. Enemy plotting, say when they see me, they gonna take it. Pray every day that my people and I make it. I done made my mistakes and the feeling is amazing.
What you saying?
We gon' hustle, never stop. Gotta take it to the top. Drop them hits, never flop. Get that guap, cause I'm tryna get on. She gon' make that body rock. Turn around, poke it out. Let me see what that's about. Cause I'm tryna get on. I'm tryna get on. I'm tryna get on.
Welcome back for part two. Now, in part one, we did 25 of the top 50 reasons why you should have a home-based business. So, on this week's episode, we're going to finish with the other 25. So, starting at 26, says get involved in the community. Getting involved in the community is something that we all need to do, because the only thing that's going to help a community is the people within that community. Now, we've just went over or just finished a midterm election where Senate seats was up for grabs. Politicians were scrambling just to hold on to what they had. And new politicians were scrambling just to take control of something that they never had for the opportunity to hopefully serve their communities righteously. Now, in a perfect world, you definitely want to be able to rely on someone who's actually telling you that they want to help you. But in the real world, we know that sometimes, or most of the times, let's be honest, that's not the case. The politicians, they're there to make statements, make claims, and do what they do to get to their bottom line. And most times, their bottom line may not be in your best interest. So it's on the people within that community, regular everyday people like you and me, to go out and make the changes that's needed. Because we see firsthand as to what's going on in the community and what needs to be done. So number 26, get involved in the community. That's one thing that having a home-based business or any type of business, being an entrepreneur, once when you go through the first 25 on the list, being able to free up that time, having that income and that security, and you're able to do extra things and bring awareness to your community and be able to be of great influence, be an influencer in your community. And in turn, that's going to help bring change, positive change to your community. So let me not stay on that one too long, because as you guys know, I can be long-winded on certain topics. So let's go. We're going to finish the rest of these 25. So number 27, improve your industry. Now, there's a saying that there's nothing new under the sun, which partly is correct. Most of the things that we see today have been around for the longest, and it's just new ways of using things, so to speak. New developments in technology that push the envelope, that make new advancements in certain sectors and areas. So it's always good to, if you're going to be a pioneer or something, that's great. Be the first person to kick off something. Be the first person to do this and that in your niche. But just be aware, there's going to be other people that, if you do your niche right, this is a good thing. This is not necessarily a bad thing, but if you're doing what you're supposed to do the right way, then you are possibly going to have some imitators that's going to come behind you and try to remix or redo what you've done just to make it better in hopes to, you know, improve that industry. 28, get a mentor. That's one of the most important things that you want to do when you decide to be an entrepreneur. I'm surprised that it's so far down in the list as number 28. I would actually put that in the top five if we were rating these. Getting a mentor is something that you want to do right off top, just so you have somebody that you can bounce things off of. Somebody that's been down the road that you're going down and that can help you avoid the pitfalls. 29, become a mentor. So take your own knowledge and experience and mentor someone else. That goes back to helping to improve your industry, helping your community. And it goes back to another old saying, each one teach one. And that's what it's all about. You can never grow without planting a seed in someone else. And once when they flourish, they might find a new development. They might have a way of improving the industry. Everything ties back into each other. So get a mentor and become a mentor so that the cycle always continues. 30, learn new skills. Branch out in new departments. I think we covered this somewhat in the previous in the previous maybe in the top 20 of this list. I know in last episode we did kind of talk about learning new skills. So let's go on to the next one, 31. Attend new classes and seminars. Now, a lot of times when you get involved in a home-based business specifically, or like my industry of network marketing, multi-level marketing, there's always a convention or something, or a weekly meeting, or a some type of training seminar that you can go to enhance your skills, to learn from others that's come before you, that's blazing the trail, something that you can actually build upon and learn from. 32, have a big office. If you want the biggest office in your workplace, it's yours. Now, I don't care too much about having a big office, but it definitely would be on one of like my bucket list to have one of those offices, like a boardroom. Not that I would even like to spend so much time in that office, but just to have that type of status symbol, the big wood heavy office table, the one that it takes you about a minute to walk from one end of the table to the other. Boardroom table, CEO table, big office boardroom. I could see myself with something like that. So have a big office. That's number 32. 33. Work from anywhere. Now that's more like my speed there. I want to be able to work from anywhere. Yeah, have the big office somewhere in a central location, but be able to be like sitting somewhere in a parking lot on your cell phone, doing business, making transactions, being somewhere on a vacation on a beach with the sand in between your toes, doing business, making transactions, making money, being able to be anywhere in the world, overseas, in the ocean, in the air. That's definitely a big one for me. Work from anywhere. 34, have the option for multiple ventures. Now, I don't know about you, but I know me personally, I have multiple bills that come in each month. So there's different things that I pay for each month, and they want their money residually each month. So I think it only makes sense for me to have multiple streams of income that's residual to help take care of those residual bills. Now, some people might want to stay in one niche. You might have one focus and make that your primary and your only, and that'll be able to take care of all of your bills. That's fine. But a lot of times what happens is, as an entrepreneur, once when you get started in something, you're a novice. And then you spend a lot of time trying to learn how to do what it is that you're trying to do. And then once when you gain the knowledge of that, it becomes more like muscle memory. You start cutting things down as far as like your time. And if you remember earlier in the list, you start to be able to delegate these tasks to other people. So now you're freeing up more of your time. And then sometimes it gets to the point where you find that your business is running somewhat on autopilot. And yeah, we want to all spend time with our family and friends, but it's only but so much time that we can spend with family and friends. Yeah, we might have the life of luxury of being able to be free to do whatever, but let's say the time when your kids are in school, let's say the time when your family and your friends, they're at work and you're just home alone, just bored at this point, you might want to think about venturing out and adding something else to your repertoire, adding another skill. Now, let's see, where were we at? 35, gain entrepreneurial experience. Being an entrepreneur makes you a better professional in almost any position. I can definitely attest to that. I truly and honestly believe that when I started on this journey to be an entrepreneur, I didn't know all the benefits that I would get from it. I just saw the dollar signs. I'm going to be honest with you guys. At first, the only thing that I wanted was the money aspect out of it. But then I learned that the money is not going to come without you being the right person to attract that money. You have to be the right type of individual to acquire, to make that financial freedom be attracted to you. And that was one of those things that I learned early on, if you would call it early on. It might have took me about 2 or 3 years of trial and error to really figure that out, that you don't obtain riches and financial independence by chasing it. It's easier to set a trap for something if you lay down the right cheese, or you would say for a mouse in particular, if you lay down the right cheese, it'll come to the trap and you'll have it. Number 36, get recognized. Start earning name recognition and build a reputation. Now, I'm still somewhat of an introvert, even though as an entrepreneur, I do meet people, different people of different cultures and backgrounds on a regular basis. And I build those relationships to further my business. But to get recognized for being a professional in the field, for being recognized, for being that go-to person, that's something that you really want to strive for. If you're creating a niche or you're being a professional in a certain niche and you want to excel and really reach the pinnacle, and this is especially for people who might be trying to enter a field that's already saturated, you have to be able to find a way to distinguish yourself from the competition. So that may come with you becoming more of an expert, diving deeper into what it is this industry has to offer, thinking of interesting ways to make it better. And ultimately, getting recognized because you've put in that experience and you've brought added value to the table. 37. Get things done faster. Set your own efficiency rates. What that makes me think of, efficiency. I'm a naturally lazy person. I'll tell anybody that. Being a naturally lazy person, I just want to hang out at home mainly. I don't really do going out like that on a regular. I don't do the clubs and things like that. I could just be at home and enjoying myself and my family. With financial freedom, of course, it's always great to be able to take vacations, go on trips like that. But me personally, I would still be at home majority of the time, just enjoying my community, enjoying everyday life. I tell my girl all the time that if I had it like that, millions of dollars, I think a good portion of my money would still go where it goes to now, food. For some reason, I love to eat, and I hate to eat at the same time. I hate to eat out. It's just like some of the most repetitive things. It's something that you have to do every day. And if you didn't have to do it, me personally, I probably wouldn't do it. But you know, when your stomach start rumbling, you got to do what you got to do. But you definitely want to get things done faster so you can set your own efficiency rates, so that for me, I want that so that I can continue to be lazy. I know that I have to put in a lot of work now. Massive, massive action. I have to take massive, massive action. We all do, in order to get to the pinnacle of what we're trying to achieve. Even if you're a naturally lazy person, you have to get out of that comfort zone and take that massive action so that you can get to the point where you can set your own efficiency rates. And this is what it really means to be an entrepreneur and really gain the most benefits. You're able to scale is another term that they use, and be more efficient in your day-to-day processes. So on that note, we're going to go to a little break, listening to some more good music, and we're going to be back with the rest of this 25 list.
Darkness, gambling with no dice. Heart told me I was doing wrong, but my mind says alright. Had to strengthen up my thoughts, the spirit held my hands so tight. A child created in likeness, in the image of our Christ. I ain't worried about, I ain't thinking about them haters. I got God with me, I ain't worried about them traitors. I'm a testimony, let me rap for you if you paint it. I gotta thank the Lord, cause I know his name, he praises. When I wake up in the morning, I feel so amazing. No stress from me, no negative, just patience. This all a test, I know it's something to make it. Cause if it was my time, I know I would've been taken. Okay, now I don't know how you feel. I don't know what you thinking. This real so close. I'm so thankful to save me. I know the truth. Really, it's gonna make sense. So every day I pray, gotta thank God. He put his light on me. And it shines so bright.
Through the pain and the rain and the stormy night.
Put his light on me. And it shines so bright.
Though I pray every day for eternal light.
Put his light on me. And it shines so bright.
I confess all my sins, gonna make me cry.
Put his light on me. And it shines so bright.
Through the pain and the rain and the stormy night.
Had to grow up and become a man. So call friends and understand.
Down, now I'm up again.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Light
I'ma let it shine.
Gotta go through situations.
This is on your side.
Traitors. I'm so thankful God was right there on my mission.
I made a mistake.
You wanna grow up?
Gotta talk less than just listen.
He's so worthy, and you can see it from a distance. I'm the same person, but you can see a transition.
Yes, Lord.
If you made it out of struggle, can I hear a witness?
Amen.
All about your life, for you making decisions,
and for your kids,
motivation and inspiration,
uplifting,
love y'all.
You gotta keep faith, just hold on, you ain't finished.
Don't give up.
Devil won't break me, I won't fold.
Streets try to take me,
I won't go.
I ain't going.
It's written on my face,
my clothes.
If you run my step,
I'm gone.
Cause he put his light on me and shine so bright.
His light on me
and it shines so bright.
Though I pray every day for eternal light.
His light on me and it shines so bright.
I confess all my sins, gonna make me cry.
His light on me and it shines so bright.
Shine.
shine so bright.
Okay, so we're down to the last 13 on the top 50 reasons to start a home-based business. So number 38, build a personal brand. Now this to me, even though it's listed as number 38, this is in my top 10 things. Not even a reason to have a home-based business, but one of the top 10 things that you need to do if you're going to have a home-based business, whether you're selling a product or a service that you created or something that somebody else created. I want you to think about it this way. Let's say you are a car dealership. You own a car dealership. Now, where I live, there's about two or three car dealerships every other block. So that market is kind of saturated. There's a lot of competition. Now, besides the cost, because of course people want to shop around for the best value to get the lowest cost. But besides cost, the one other thing that may be even more important than cost is the branding, the personal brand. Now, if you know this brand has been around for decades, your mom used it, your dad used it, your grandparents used it, then more than likely, you're going to go to that particular shop based off of brand loyalty or brand name, just knowing that it's been around for a while. Now, you might even go to them, even if their price is twice as much as the shop that's next door to them, because you don't know their brand. You don't know who they are. You don't know how long they've been around. You don't have a personal connection with the owner. Branding has a lot to do with the individual, not even the product or service. I've seen so many times that I've seen a product and I said, hey, that looks like a good product or something, but then I've seen somebody that I've known of, let's say a political figure or a music artist or entertainer, just say and kind of endorse it. And just because I know their branding and I know them or I respect them personally, I would go with their recommendation because of their brand. So number 38, build a personal brand. That is so important. Number 39, this sounds more like a repeat, but they termed it a little bit different. It's get more creative. Of course, you want to get creative in your niche if it is something saturated, just to make yourself, set yourself apart from the competition. Number 40, inspire others. Now, depending on your upbringing and your background, and I'm going to use myself for example, being from Long Island, New York, being from, as you would call it, the hood, I think back to back in 2000 when I decided that I wanted to go to college after graduating high school. I enrolled in a community college. I signed up for electrical engineering, figuring that was a great field that, hey, you can't go wrong with something like that. I did one semester. Now, it wasn't a great semester. I barely passed my classes, but I still said I was coming back the next semester. But what happened that next semester when I thought I was going back to community college, they had a surprise for me. I was told that the course itself was canceled, and it was canceled because not enough people signed up. Now, the problem with my community at that time, and I haven't been in that area in years, it may still be the same. From what I hear, I still have people that's out there. Not much has changed. But there wasn't any positive influences around. There was no one to be inspired by. So for me to think about going into electrical engineering, I didn't know any electrical engineers. I didn't know anybody that I could actually look up to or be inspired by. And that may have been the case for the other people that signed up for the course and who didn't re-sign back up. They didn't have anyone or anything to be inspired by to go into that field. So as an entrepreneur, it's your job to do the best you can, not only to profit and take care of your family and live your dreams, but it's also important that you be of inspiration to others. Blaze a trail for others to follow. Be an inspiration. Because a lot of times nothing's really cool to do until the cool kid actually does it. Sometimes you might walk past something and say, hey man, that's corny. But then you see one of your favorite people doing it and you say to yourself, okay, I'll give it a try just because they inspired me to do that. So number 40, inspire others. Okay, 41, reduce your commute. Then we touched on that a little earlier. It's worded a little bit different, but being free to do whatever you want and choose your commute. I love that my commute is about 10 feet. It's from my bed to my office area. My office area could technically be anywhere that I want it to be in my home. It could be my bathroom, which is less than 10 feet away from me. It could be my living room or dining room area. But reduce your commute. Who wouldn't want to wake up for work at 7:50 in the morning and be on time at 8 o'clock? Just roll over and you're there and not have anybody to answer to. That's a dream come true for me. Number 42, have more job stability. Never worry about being laid off or fired. That right there is priceless. I like to refer to that as being unemployable. Yeah, I said it, unemployable, but always needed. When you're always needed, then there will always be a stable place in the world for you. If you have something of value to bring to the market, you will always be able to earn a profit, because profits are better than wages. And you can have as much job stability as you want, grow it to scale to whatever level that you want it to be at. Number 43, find pride and fulfillment. That's also in my top 10, I would say, finding pride and fulfillment. Once again, I go back to my previous employer. I love the people. The company was awesome, had great benefits, everything that you would want in a company and then some. They had a gym area where you can go and work out on your lunch break or your break or after work. They had a cafe area where you can sit and eat for lunch. You didn't have to leave the building. They had so many benefits that to the average person, this was perfect. It was a perfect, perfect situation to be in. Before an entrepreneur or a person with the spirit of an entrepreneur, something like that is still not good enough. For me, I needed to do something that I felt a sense of fulfillment. Now, I had pride in my job. I knew I was providing the needed service. I knew the product, the service was excellent. But I wasn't fulfilled. It wasn't my dream that I was living. It was the dream of somebody else that I just happened to be a cog in the wheel of. It wasn't mine, so I wasn't fulfilled. So you got to do stuff that gives you pride and adds fulfillment to your life. 44, Reach your dreams. I don't know how else to really put that, except for makes me think about what one of my mentors, Les Brown, said. Imagine going to sleep or being on your deathbed and being visited by all the ghosts of the dreams that you had that you never fulfilled. And they're surrounding your bed and they're reaching out and crying out to you, saying that we came to you and only you, and now we have to go to the grave with you. Reach your dream. Your dream could be a lifesaver for somebody else. Even though it's your dream, it's adding value to the world. It's adding just something extra, something that's needed in the world, and you don't know how that can change the lives of others. 45. Learn to embrace failure. One of the best things that you can possibly do is fail. I'll repeat that. One of the best things that you can possibly do is fail. It makes me think about another saying. It makes me think about what Mike Tyson said. Now, people know Mike Tyson as being one of the greatest boxers in history. In his prime, I would watch him on a pay-per-view. And even before the pay-per-view started, you would kind of get the feeling that you weren't really going to get your money's worth, really, but you're going to see something spectacular. Back then, I believe the pay-per-views were about $50 to see a Mike Tyson fight. And a lot of them lasted no more than a round or two. So you knew Mike was getting them out early. And that was $50 spent in a matter of less than 10 minutes. But the saying that Mike always said, and it has lasted throughout decades, is that everybody has a plan until they get hit in the mouth. Now, for a boxer, the goal is to win. But the goal is not only just to win. It's actually to win in style for a lot of them. To avoid getting hit. To avoid getting knocked down. But the challenge in this case, let's say in Mike Tyson's case, is when he came across a gentleman by the name of Buster Douglas. An individual that Mike had never fought before. And an individual that everybody thought would be just another notch in his belt. Somebody that was just going to be knocked out in the first round or the first two rounds. But Buster Douglas had something in store for Mike that he didn't expect. He broke through that armor. And once when he broke through that armor, it was over. It was nothing that Mike could do after that. It was a wrap. But there's a long story behind Buster Douglas, which maybe we might talk about that in a later podcast. But he had a motivation. He had a dream. He had a reason for why he was out there doing what he was doing. But Mike Tyson, he learned to embrace failure in that match. He didn't stop boxing just because of that. He continued on. And he continued to build a legacy for himself. And he built upon that. And I believe he learned some lessons from that fight that took him to win numerous fights after that. So don't be afraid to embrace failure. That's the whole point. You're going to get knocked down. You're going to get hit. But you have to remember this. Failure isn't an event. It's not who you are. And once when you can get that programming in your mind, that mindset down, It'll make things that much easier. A lot of people will say that they're a failure. That's not true. You're not a failure. You just had a failed situation. But each failure leads you closer to finding that success. And that could be a business in itself. Albert Einstein, how many times did it take for him to make the light bulb? I believe if I'm correct that it was 1,000 attempts, 1,000 failed attempts before he actually got it right. I believe he can make profits off those failed attempts. He could sell 1,000 ways not to create a light bulb. And that would be a profitable business. So don't think of your failures as failures. They're just things to learn from. And if I haven't learned anything else, I've learned this thing, that value is priceless. Education is priceless. Information is priceless. And with that, you can create and build upon anything that you want. 46. Have a great story to tell. Who wouldn't want to have a great story to tell? I believe it was Jim Rohn who told the story of how he started in the industry of network marketing. He worked a full-time job and he worked his business on a part-time basis. He got to a point where his business started to earn him twice as much as what his full-time job earned him. The challenge that came with was he was making more money than his 8-hour job produced on a part-time basis with his business, but he didn't want to quit his full-time job because that would take away from his story. He was more interested in having that story to tell, and he said he only quit his full-time job when it got to the point of just being totally ridiculous to stay, as he said. When he was making so much money that it was just crazy for him to stay at that job, so he gave it up based off of that. But he loved being able to have that story to tell to a coworker or anybody and let them know, hey, I found a way on a part-time basis to double the income from my full-time job. Would you like to know how I've done that? That's a great story to hear. Any employee would want to hear a story of becoming an entrepreneur, making twice as much on your business as you do on your full-time job and being able to quit. Have a great story to tell. 47. Leave something behind. That goes back to legacy. Leaving behind your legacy to your family. Leaving behind a story to tell. Leaving behind inspiration to your community. Some people may never see tomorrow, but due to the things that they brought to the world yesterday, they will never be taken out of history. They will always be here. They will be here throughout time, throughout history, well after any of us are around. And it's because they brought value, they brought change. And that goes on to number 48. Change the world. Do something big. Go big or go home, as they say. If you're going to do something right, do it right and do it big. 49. It says, resources are plentiful. With the dominance of the internet, it's easier than ever to find resources you need, including startup capital, loans, grants, and even mentors. That's true. So nowadays with technology, there's so much information out there. You can start a business within minutes. There's really no excuse. There's just a wealth of resources. Resources are plentiful. And number 50. Just to sum everything up and put it all together. It's kind of like that Nike stance. Just do it. But number 50 says, there's nothing stopping you. What's really keeping you from being an entrepreneur? Of course, there are risks, but there's nothing forcing you not to take them. That's a great one to end on. There's nothing stopping you. It's not like back in the days where you might have had certain restrictions, certain regulations, hoops that you have to jump through just to be able to start a business. So much capital that you have to raise, going to the bank for the loans. Nowadays, like I said, once again, you can start a business in a matter of minutes. There's really nothing stopping you. And on that note, you guys, I don't want you to let anything stop you from being great, from achieving your goals and your dreams. I want you to step out on faith and take that chance to do what it is that you enjoy. Do the things that's going to give you that sense of fulfillment. Do something that's going to allow you to have a story to tell. Leave something behind. Change the world. Have more stability. Inspire others. Everything's in that list of 50. So with that, I thank you guys for joining me on another episode of WUWITB Uncut, the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in to WUWITB, the podcast. Already.
Is that motivation right now?
Yes, sir.
You know, the people need that motivation.
Tenfold.
Everybody go.